Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Something great is coming back, a contract is done, and we have a foot in Flowery Branch. I am Squidbilly. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
I've got 2 feet in this studio.
Okay. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the founder of Allie's Army. And with one dial on thrown in the mix, we're a show that actually understands the importance of exit velocity. This is The Morning Shift.
Nice job.
Thank you. Good job. Welcome in.
Would you believe me?
The water's just fine.
Would you believe me if I said I made it all up on the fly?
Yeah, I would.
100%.
That's okay, though.
But
you should do it.
I work best under pressure. Yeah. I always did my book reports or my papers the night of.
Yeah. You came in chatty this morning. What's going on? Did you get the pork chop must have really laid down nicely last night.
So, you guys wanted to get any sleep the night before.
Yes.
And so last night, yesterday, yesterday was her first day of grandma care, which is grandma daycare. So I had to go get her. That is apparently the assignment I have drawn in this whole thing, which is fine. I get some squid time in the truck, you know, just kind of veg out, listen to a little sports talk, listen to a little bit of, you know, music, a little Pearl Jam in there. And then we get some time on the way back. And so we kind of were, her schedules were a little bit different than normal. And so we stretched her a little bit, and I fell asleep trying to stretch out her feeding time for her bath time. Dude, I fell asleep hard, like,
attaboy,
for 30 minutes and woke up. Like I was in a drunken stupor.
Yeah. Like, what year is it?
Yeah. And so then we got her bath.
Wait, I have a kid? Whatever.
Right. Yeah. So I got a solid, like, from 9:30 to 12:30, solid 3 hours again. So now I've got like almost 4 hours of sleep in me. And I got up, fed her and everything, and then boom, right back down, and I almost slept through my alarm. The second alarm woke me up this morning.
Attaboy.
How about that? Yeah. So I feel good. I do. I got like maybe 5 hours, which equates to 15 compared to what I've had in the last, you know, three weeks.
5 hours equates to 6 hours. All right.
So you're going to be firing on all cylinders today is what you're saying.
There might be a misfire too, but for the most part, yeah, you know, not a backfire, just a misfire.
I do want to go around and get our headlines. I have a feeling we have some condolences to spread for Dylon today. But we'll see if he gets to it in his headlines. Let's start with you, Bo. What's your headline today?
The name is SGA, and it could be the first title for that city because they are rolling.
All right, Mike?
I felt like Dr. Frankenstein last night at the Atlanta United game. I was like, they're alive! They are alive, baby! Let's go with the big dub last night for the United. Let's go!
Dylan?
It's disappointing that a regular season Atlanta United game was tremendously better than Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. It's disappointing that it was better.
I'm glad you wrapped that up because I was like, please don't tell me you're not going to talk about Ant-Man here.
I know.
Come on, bro.
I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
He's going to get squished.
It happened. You did, Allie. I'm sorry.
Well, someone on this radio station called someone else an idiot, and I honestly could not have been more proud. However, I'm sure.
Gee, I wonder.
It wasn't either one of us. Thank God.
But I'm sure the person I'm talking about will be humiliated that I'm bringing it up.
That's all right.
We're going to cover that in a little bit. 6:20, you can find out who the idiot is. But right now we got to talk about Ryan Neuzel, Falcons, OTAs going on. We talked to Joe Patrick yesterday about Ryan Neuzel because nothing was signed. But sure enough, when we left, the news broke. Ryan got pen to paper. He got a 2-year deal, $9.5 million deal that includes $6.25 million guaranteed. And about 24 hours ago, we were all a bit concerned about Kyle Pitts not being at OTAs, but there's been an update on that, right?
Yes, there has. I'll start there. And then I want to do something that I know Mike loves for me to do.
I'm sure.
First off, the Kyle Pitts thing, he's at the team facility and he's rehabbing some type of foot injury. We don't 100% really know what. That makes me instantly feel better about it. For a guy that's coming into contract year, the thought that he isn't doing everything possible to improve and to get better does bother me. I don't think Kyle Pitts is here next year, but I'm not worried about next year. I'm worried about the 2025 season, which is here essentially for me in my mindset. Schedules release were what, 3 months from the first game or something like that?
We're getting close.
And so
yeah.
He's ours and we're his. And so we've got to
for better or worse, get the rich or poor.
So I feel better about that.
These rings symbolize the circle of life.
Will you tell me the deal again for Ryan Neuzel? Could you reread that for me?
Yes. So he's got a 2-year, $9.5 million deal that includes $6.25 million guaranteed.
So Michael,
yeah.
In reality, what we have here is a 1-year deal for Ryan Neuzel.
I always love it. I always love it
because the guaranteed money is all that matters. He, if he goes out there and does what I think you think he will do, you'll want to try to find a way to extend him for a couple more years, give him more guaranteed money. And if he doesn't, you also got some guys on this roster. The kid Gray, I think is his last name, Joshua Gray. Is that the kid from Oregon State who played tackle at Oregon State? Very athletic, like 6'5", I think 305, something like that. He projects as a guy that can play all positions. They're probably going to cross-train him at center, I would expect. But this is good news because we knew it was going to happen. He was working out, as Joe Patrick told us, under what it is. And so he was always going to be here. But now it's just in hindsight. And you don't even have to act like it's an issue anymore. Yeah. It's not, it never was, but...
And I think what this also brings is clarity in terms of the Drew Dahlman contract, right? If you go back to the Drew Dahlman contract, Drew Dahlman leaves in free agency. He signs a 3-year, $42 million contract. His guaranteed portion of that, $28 million, up with Chicago. And I know that there was some people, in this local media market that used that as an opportunity to take shots at Terry Fontenot, for what they believed was ridiculous that you developed a player and let him walk in free agency. The fact of the matter is, and it's something we've talked about till we're blue in the face on the show, Chicago Bears were in a position where they could overpay to make sure that they upgraded their offensive line. That's not the position you're in for the Atlanta Falcons. So you go from $28 million guaranteed for Drew Dahlman. Maybe there's a slight drop-off to Ryan Neuzel, but is it $22 million guaranteed worth of a drop-off? Absolutely not. You functioned just fine last year as an offense, and Ryan Neuzel is also a guy that you have developed as an undrafted free agent that steps right into that role. So we knew that he was going to be the guy. You and I talked about it the day that free agency started, and that Drew Dahlman was talking about getting $12 million a year, that Ryan Neuzel was just fine, and he was half a starter at center last year, and you had some really good offensive performances with him in the lineup. So there's some things that Drew Dahlman does better than Ryan Neuzel. There's no doubt about it, but it ain't freaking $28 million or whatever it is different.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I got so many things about what you just said I want to talk about. First off, Neuzel, correct me, lefty, right? So it's lefty on lefty crime now.
Yes, which is going to be strange.
And now there is concerns about with left-handed guys, certain times when you snap and you're asked to do a certain, move one way, it can affect. It's just different. It's a different feeling.
Don't get O-line nerdy on me right here, son. I might take the pullover off a little bit.
Look, you're kind of, dude. Calm down.
All right.
I'm gonna slide to the other side of my slot here on this desk.
Is there steam coming out of the collar?
All right. The other thing is for all the talk we get about this team, and Allie, I hear it at nauseam. Hey, Falcons, they don't do this. They don't do that. They don't draft well. They don't. Say it again. What he is? What is he?
He's a developed undrafted free agent.
Oh man! Don't, this kind of sounds good. Yeah, you talk about getting a certain feeling. Yeah. I get one when I hear that. When I hear about you know, guys, the front office pinpointing players that, hey, this guy has some potential. Let's try to bring him in and develop him. And the guy that is responsible to me is you give Terry and all his staff credit. That's fine. Kyle Smith, all those guys. But the guy that I think about that did that is a guy that has survived he's on the second coaching staff here now, yeah, which is Dwayne Ledford, yeah, our O-line coach. He's responsible for developing the Ryan Neuzels of the world. And I think and helping Caleb McGarry get better since Dwayne Ledford's been here. Matthew Bergeron.
Yeah, but also that goes along with that conversation. How many times have I talked about, and we had this conversation with Jake Matthews in person at training camp. It's like this offense, or at least this run game for an offensive lineman, they have done a great job of identifying guys that are good at what they need, right? And it's, again, the Dwayne Ledford thing kind of goes both ways, and I think that's worth talking about in this conversation. Dwayne Ledford has done a great job of developing players. He's also been able to bring guys in, and he's been able to stay consistent all the way back to Arthur Smith's tenure beginning here when he comes over from Louisville, right? And I think when you look at that conversation, you hope and pray that you can start to say the same things about the defensive coaches when you talk about pass rushers and fit. I mean, how many times have we talked about Zach Harrison – when he was drafted, you're like, oh, he's going to develop behind Calais Campbell. And then when Calais leaves, like, and then all of a sudden he's running a different scheme. And then all of a sudden he's running another different scheme. And it's like, dude, I don't even know if we can, how can you develop a guy that's run three different schemes in 3 years in his career? Hopefully we can begin to talk about that in other places on the field.
Well, that's part of the, that's part of why I hate it when people say clean house every six games. Because they don't understand, you're never going to get the best of guys. You're not just teaching, though, right? You're techniques and different ways to do things.
Especially on the defensive front.
Which goes to get taught for the last year of their life. Harrison's on his way. Nate Oley is now the defense who's very highly respected. Guy's done very good with other teams. But you keep teaching guys, you know, if every day we come in and Mike Conte says, well, I want you guys to, here's how you need to do teases and hit breaks and do these things. Yeah. Like, I'm like, well, yesterday you told me to do that. No. Wipe,
hey,
it
Bo,
clean.
Turns clean. Out you're going to do the Atlanta United postgame show from now on.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm sorry, what?
is it Thier or Thier or Tari? How do you pronounce this guy's name?
Bo, you know, you'd be like, they broke out into a 4-3-3 formation.
Well, hey, hold on.
Second
hold
half.
On, man. I got a couple years of high school soccer in my belt, so maybe you just need to hold
sorry,
on that.
I don't mean any disrespect.
I know what a 4-4-2 is, all right?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Anyways, man. Hey. Good stuff right there. Happy to have some clarity on the Kyle Pitts situation, though. And also glad that we can talk about moving forward with Ryan Neuzel. And it is lefty on lefty, which will be just funny to watch. I don't know. I don't know if it's ever happened in the history of the NFL.
It happened. Yeah, I don't know. Didn't happen last year because Dahlman was back.
I was
going
to say, I think they definitely got some snaps at some point. But anyways.
Preseason. Yeah. That one game, that one half he played.